Welcome to the Focus Today podcast with Perry Atkinson.
All right, always an honor to have with us John Gizzi, veteran political columnist, just an all-around nice guy. I do miss your hat, though, John. Anyway, John is also the White House correspondent for Newsmax, and you can see his article. Well, there's one of them right there. There you go.
Well, I didn't wear the reporter's hat today. Perhaps I should have, but...
That's all right. Good stuff. All right. Anyway, Newsmax.com. John, this is going to be interesting because in our lifetime, we have the choice between two incumbent presidents. We've lived under both of them. They will both, or one of them, excuse me, will be elected for one term. And whoever that is, their vice president will be set up to be the key candidate for re-election to have a legacy of their term to maybe go to 12 years. Who knows? We've never seen this before. And the contrast has never been greater. What's the John Gizzi take?
Well, the John Gizzi take is twofold. First, you're absolutely right, Perry. It's very often that people get a choice of two people who've done the same job. The last time, well, it hasn't happened before. We've had repeat elections such as 1956, when Democrat Adlai Stevenson again faced Republican Dwight Eisenhower, the incumbent president, and lost, as he did the first time. Before that, we have the situation of Grover Cleveland being unseated by Benjamin Harrison, Republican, and Cleveland was asked if he felt it was a fair election, as close as it was, and what was the principal reason for his defeat. He replied, "I think the other fellow got more votes than I did." And then he came back and defeated Harrison when their records were contrasted, and he won again narrowly. My guess is that the records of both Donald Trump and Joe Biden will be contrasted, as were those of Cleveland and Harrison, and the factors of television, social media, not to mention the passion on both sides for the candidates and against the opposing candidates, will turn it into a memorable race. I must add that this is the race with the oldest median age of the major party candidates. Mr. Trump is 77. President Biden is 81. And contrast this to 1960, when the youngest median age of major party candidates occurred. John Kennedy was 43. Vice President Richard Nixon was 47. Both had young families. Both were officers in the last war, which was only 15 years before. And to watch their second debate on foreign policy, one sees people who respected one another, did not interrupt one another, and said nothing personal. Neither mentioned their wives or children, even. And yes, they answered the moderator's questions and kept their time within limits. Have we gotten better or worse?
Only John Gizzi could make that parallel. Wonderful. I don't know. Do you think there'll be a debate between these two?
No. President Trump's handlers, I think, felt burnt by the two debates in 2020, and they will not object to having another debate. With Joe Biden's people, I think that he would be upset by being on the same platform with President Trump. So overall, you'll hear excuses, you'll hear arguments about the locale and the stage and the lighting, but in the end, there'll be no debates.
The other question is, who do you think President Trump should have as a running mate, and will President Biden keep Kamala Harris?
Yes, President Biden will keep Kamala Harris for a number of reasons, but the main reason is it always looks to be a sign of weakness or bad judgment in the beginning if a president changes running mates in midstream. Franklin Roosevelt did it in 1940 and 44, but he kept arm's length from the convention and said it is strictly up to the convention. And at that time, and they could replace a vice president, and they did. In the case of Joe Biden, it's going to be very difficult to do that to Kamala Harris because his judgment on things and his ability is already under fire, as polls show. In other words, it would be needless aggravation. In the case of President Trump, you're asking me to pick a running mate. Perry, why don't you ask me something easy like, who'll be the next pope? I have no idea. Except I would say that his supporters want someone who, recognizing what you did, that a vice president would carry on for him, to be a MAGA Republican. You know, Ed Rollins, who managed President Reagan's reelection, told me that Ronald Reagan essentially put a term limit on the conservative revolution that he would lead when he named George H.W. Bush as a running mate. And initially, his heart was to name his close friend, with whom he'd worked for many years, Senator Paul Laxalt of Nevada, a Laxalt following a Reagan, and then, say, Jack Kemp following him, the country would look entirely different today.
In the meantime, these are very troubling times, and I'm wondering if it's possible that President Trump could pull a George W. Bush move when George W. Bush reached out and got Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney was a solid conservative, somewhat of a hawk in many ways when it comes to foreign policy. Can President Trump risk maybe putting somebody on the stage just because of their they check a couple of boxes? It could be a female, could be a black senator, could be anything, when really he'd be selecting a person who would carry on the legacy of his administration. So that does narrow it down.
Well, remember, when George W. Bush picked Dick Cheney, which was a very big surprise, the Friday before, all signs were he was going to pick Governor Frank Keating of Oklahoma, whom I saw speak at the Heritage Foundation on basically how his state had limited divorces and preserved marriage, a very important topic. No one wanted to ask him about it. It was, had he talked to Bush? On that Sunday, it was announced that Dick Cheney, who had headed Governor Bush's vice presidential selection committee, would be the vice president himself. He was also someone who would not become president, assuming that a President Bush had two terms, and he didn't. He was older, he had had a few heart attacks, and was simply not interested in running for president on his own. So overall, my guess would be that he can pick someone who is an authority on issues, particularly in foreign policy. Mike Pompeo would be the equivalent of picking Dick Cheney today for Donald Trump, or he can pick someone who's firmly committed in the MAGA philosophy and agenda, J.D. Vance of Ohio, or Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota, or Congresswoman Elise Stefanik of New York, chairman of the House Republican Conference. Now, that said, speculation changes and is very fickle. We have vice presidential This morning, it's Marco Rubio of Florida.
Well, John, you're a fascinating guy, and I'm honored to know you as friend, and I look forward to many visits over these next couple of months. Let me say to our viewers and listeners, look for John in the White House press corps there, asking good questions. You can read his articles in Newsmax. He's also with Newsmax.com and does a wonderful job. Good to see you, brother. Stay in there and keep smiling and wear that bigger hat.
Follow me anytime, Perry. God bless you.
You too, friend. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this week's Focus Today podcast. Remember, you can visit our website to check out all the interviews we did this week on our daily Focus Today TV show at thedove.us. And if you like this podcast, please take a moment to rate us and share it with your friends.